A sweet-smelling savor. Mmm. What is a sweet-smelling savor to you? I love the smell of fresh hot coffee in the morning. I love the smell of freshly baked bread. We were recently visiting our in-laws in Minnesota over the New Year, and the last morning we were there, we walked into the house, and my sister-in-law, Cindy, had baked 2 loaves of bread. Oh, there's no smell like that. I love carbs. So, a sweet-smelling savor to God, the Bible tells us, that was sacrifice. In the Old Testament, a few times, it mentions a sweet-smelling savor, God's smell during an animal sacrifice. It's also mentioned a couple times in the New Testament. Noah, when he got off the ark with his family, everything was different. Could have been a very difficult day for them. Everything they had ever known in their hundreds of years of life changed. The earth looked totally different. Gone was every memory they had of every person they had known. It could have been very sobering and solemn and sad. They were starting over, just the 8 of them and animals. But Noah offered a sacrifice of thanks to God that day. And God smelled that as a sweet smell. And it touched his heart. God said in his heart, when he smelled that, I will no longer destroy man from off the earth with the flood. And he put a rainbow in the sky. It caused a reaction from God. It made him feel loved. In Ephesians 5:2, we've been talking about the last couple of weeks. That is the way that Jesus loves. It says, and walk in love as Christ also loved us and hath given himself for us, an offering and a sacrifice to God as a sweet-smelling savor. Our sacrifice, our sacrificial loving and giving, the way Christ did, we talked about last week, loving as Christ loved, means something to God. It touches his heart. What could we do this week that would be a sacrifice? Something that means a lot to us that we give to God. Something that we have kept and held on to and want to keep for ourselves. Can I tell you what that is to me, what I've been thinking about? My sacrifice of love that I want to give as a gift to God is opening up my tightly clenched fist of control over how I think things should be in my life, in my family's life, for my future, for this country, and open-handedly saying, Lord, I want to love like Jesus and give my life, give you control of what I think should be, of my fears. I give them to you as a sacrifice because I've held on to them and I have, I really wanted to be in control of what happened here. Do you feel that way? We really, really prayed a lot. We really, really think we know how things should be. But sometimes God said, I feel a different way. I see the bigger picture. This week, let's make it a point to love God sacrificially so he smells a sweet-smelling savor. Giving up something like control, handing it to him as an offering and a sacrifice to God, loving him in that way, enough to say, I don't understand this, but I know you do, and I trust you. I think God might just smell that as a sweet-smelling savor, even better than freshly baked bread. This week, let's walk in love, because loving God means loving people.